How do you break out of the psychological bubble? When the mind is literally consumed by its own thoughts. It's creating all these stories and what it thinks is true and what's not true, creating its own obstacles. Looking for ways to overcome something that is just piling on when it comes to adversity, and this is all psychological. Who you are has led you up to this point. The things you care about, your priorities, all these things that you focus on, is all being put into play every single moment of your life. See, if we can understand that the mind is conditioned, and you're conditioned a certain way, which creates you, right? You understand that you're conditioned to the point where when you're listening to this, you're receiving it with your conditioned mind. So it's being filtered, right? Because I may be saying this from a totally different perspective. I may be saying this with a totally different intention. And the way you receive it may be through the eyes and the foundation of your conditioned mind. If you're not observing this with a fresh mind, meaning there's no triggers, you're not reacting, you're not responding, you're not agreeing or disagreeing. You're observing, you're listening, you're allowing to play out, you're diving into it, you're seeing it for yourself, you're seeing if it makes sense for yourself. So now when one is creating all these stories and all these things they care about, how do you break out of that psychological bubble? Again, if you're listening through that foundation, if you're making decisions on top of that foundation, of that conditioned mind, whatever story you bought into, and whatever area of life, it's all connected, it's all combined. How you do anything is how you do everything. There's something that you're prioritizing, something that you care about. There's a story you tell yourself that you're unwilling to let go. There is truths that you are unwilling to accept about yourself. Now this bubble that one is in, I've been thinking about this bubble. How does one break out of something that everywhere they look, it's all dead ends, psychological dead ends. Every idea, every move, every fear, every belief. To break out of this, man, the work that it takes, the things that you have to do. And I just don't want to say work. Let's not say the work that it takes, because it can all change with a change in perspective. That process, that adjustment, that clarity, that awareness is difficult for people. Because so many people want to hold on what gives them psychological comfort. And no matter how miserable it is, the known comfort is what people hold on to. Hey, this is what I know. I may be living in my own limitations, but at least I know the limitation. So for many people, they feel stuck. No matter how much work they do on themselves, which is all surface level stuff, right? Change up your routine, read a couple of books, do affirmations in a mirror. I am the greatest. Talk positivity, put thumbs up, smile, post up quotes on Instagram and watch videos with the music in the background. and the meditation music, and you do all the things with the crystals and stuff like that. It's interesting. This is what people are doing, right? Not to make fun of it. This is facts. People are doing these things, and it's all surface level stuff, but they're all doing things on top of a broken foundation. They're all building on top of the foundation that is causing them the most pain, the thing that they're unwilling to let go. So it's like you're building a skyscraper, and you keep fixing the roof. You keep fixing the 120th floor because for some reason it's all shaky, and then the 50th floor, and then the 1,000th floor, and all these, like, it's not stable for some reason. And you keep fixing the lights, and you keep fixing the, you know, the ventilation system, and you keep making adjustments, but you don't look at the foundation. What is this skyscraper being built on top of? And once you start to address that brick by brick, sometimes you got to tear down that foundation or tear down that skyscraper and build a new one. Something stronger. Brick by brick, something with much more intention. But to do that, man, these things are not impossible, right? It's not. It's extremely uncomfortable to do. Nothing's more powerful than a mind that is willing to see itself. Because if you're willing to see the foundation, if you're willing to see how conditioned you actually are, and it's not being conditioned to create a new conditioned, right? Let me say that again. It's not about being conditioned and then creating a new condition. It's like, okay, this is my foundation. Now I'm going to start thinking positive. I'm going to start thinking a certain way. I'm going to start thinking more, you know. I'm going to be more nice to myself. I'm going to be nicer to myself. I'm going to think more happiness. And I'm going to be a certain way. I'm looking for the 5 steps to being happy. And I'm going to make these decisions and moves. But the foundation is still there, still going from a conditioning to a condition, right? So this transition life is what I call it, the transition life. We're jumping from thing to thing to thing to thing, right? This belief system, that belief system, and looking for the greatest belief system. Who's the greatest teachers of them all? How many podcasts you listen to outside of mine? How many people you listen to on the day-to-day, all talking about different things, and your mind being pulled in multiple directions on the day-to-day. Every YouTube video, oh, I'm going to listen to this person, and every person you follow, everybody posting videos, and you're consuming all this information. Accepting it, never questioning it, never questioning what is being said. Now, I don't know who's listening to this, because there's thousands of people all over the world listening to this podcast. Hundreds, thousands. So I don't know who's listening. So I'm not assuming that it is you that is doing that. For most people, they are looking for a way when there is no way. They're looking for the right way, and there is no right way. It's about understanding the moves you make and the consequences you get with that decision and that move. And the moves include psychological moves, things you care about, things you focus on, story you've accepted about yourself. It's about being aware how conditioned you actually are. It's about being aware of the bubble you are stuck in. That there's so many things that you're not even thinking about doing because you've created a conclusion. So many thoughts, so many ideas, so many things that you can do to overcome these problems. But if you don't understand the problem, then are you going to question it? Are you going to address it? How can you see it? If you don't understand a problem, how can you address the problem? And for many people, they don't understand the problem. They don't see themselves. They're not aware of themselves. They choose to run away from themselves. So they're being pulled psychologically multiple directions every single day looking for the way. Please show me the way. Please show me the way. This is what people are saying. I am reading the books, Anthony. I am doing the meditation with the music in the background. I am doing all that. I am journaling. I am, you know, working out half-ass. But I'm still lost. I'm still confused. What's going on? I still don't understand. It's about observing yourself and seeing yourself for who you actually are, not who you claim to be. You want to jump from condition to condition to condition, to belief system, belief system, belief system, this way, that way, this way, that way. Instead of saying, you know what, man, there is no way. Let me look in the mirror for a second and just see myself. What am I searching for? What am I doing? Because the person you see in the mirror is the problem. The things you're unwilling to question. The things that you are willing to accept. The responsibility that you're not willing to take. The fears that you are not diving into, that literally is just conclusions in your mind, the thought of even addressing it, the thought of even going down that direction is just shut down. So now life becomes this, a bunch of dead ends psychologically. Hey, start your own business. Look, you're struggling with money, start your own business. Now, in one's mind, if they're afraid to talk to people, if they're afraid to put themselves out there, if they're afraid to fail, if they're afraid to invest money, look, all those things. I just mentioned four things that literally is the reason why many people are not even, the thought of even starting a business is not even like, it's not even a thought. It's not even a thing, right? One is conditioned to save money. Oh, I'm going to save money. This is my way of doing it. I'm going to save and just spend it on vacations. I'm going to save money and buy the new television screen, or I'm going to save money just to go out and hang out on the weekends. Look, do what you got to do with your money. I am just saying there's consequences. I am saying there are dead ends. There are psychological dead ends where you just not even thinking about making a certain decision, and the right move for you may not even be the right move for you. The right move for you may not even be the right move for you because of what you prioritize. And it's what I talked about in the last episode, in the last few episodes, actually. So this bubble that one is in, these dead ends, every corner, right? People are creating their own limitations. How does one break out of that? How does one expect true transformation when one is searching for just surface level change? In hopes someone else or something else takes care of it. In hopes it goes away on its own. If I can just relax for a few hours. If I could just get away for a weekend. Let me get away for a week and then get back into it. Always in search for a moment of inspiration. But you don't need a moment of inspiration. You don't need a moment of happiness. You don't need a moment of motivation. You need to create a life style. You need to create a life of inspiration, a life of motivation, a life of passion, love, truth, and purpose, and passion, and all these things that will give you everything that you think you want. Because what you want are byproducts. I want happiness. I want more love. I want more money. I want more this. I want more clarity. I want that. And you're chasing these things and search for end result, but it's all just temporary escapes. So now there's bubble in one's mind. There's doubts. There's stress. There's anxiety. There's depression. There's problems one does not even understand about themselves and has no interest in even understand it for most, right? They're more interested in running away, wishing things were changed, wishing things would change on its own, sleeping their life away. I can just sleep all day. Or distracting themselves, drinking their life away. Smoking their life away, doing drugs their life away, drug their life away. Looking for the next new friend to make, the next new person to talk to, just to not see themselves. This bubble is real. And you can't escape from yourself, right? So what most people do when they can't escape themselves, what do? They numb themselves. But if one would just stop for a second and really accept full responsibility for the position they put themselves in. If one would just stop for a moment and say, you know what? Yes, things were told to me when I was young, or yes, I have gotten this result at one point in my life. Yes, I'm in this position I'm currently in right now. Yes, there's a lot of outside things that happen to you, but because you've accepted certain things, because you've settled for certain things, because you did not adapt and adjust, because you did not say no, you got the results that make the most sense. Physically, mentally, psychologically, it all makes sense. Things just don't happen. It happens, and then it's how you respond to it that matters most. So things happen. Fine. And for many people, if they're not present in the moment, they have no direction for their future. They will always suffer psychologically from the past. If you have no problem that you're looking to solve in the present moment, you will always go back to the past and look to solve a problem from many yesterdays ago. And you bring that to the present. But what are you doing right now in this moment? What are you really doing, like really doing right now? What is your real intention from moment to moment to moment? What is your level of awareness? What is your energy levels on wanting to influence the future towards a totally different direction? Because people claim to want change, but they don't want transformation. And change is surface level stuff. Moving from state to state, changing your partners. I'm going to get out of this relationship, jump into the next one. Read this book to this book, this belief system, this friend to that friend, this social media guru to that social media guru. You're jumping. You're a jumper. Many people are jumpers. Don't be a jumper. Because that's just all surface level stuff. And one will do it for the moment until, rightfully so, no longer makes sense. They always go right back to who they always been. Transformation is changing a perspective. Transformation is moment to moment awareness. Transformation is taking your situation and looking at it, right? Putting it in the palm of your hands and looking at it and saying, it's up to me and it always will be. I'm going to wake up every single moment of my life, and every as long as I'm awake, every moment of my life is meaningful. Because psychologically, I'm not where I want to be. Physically, I'm not where I want to be. Financially, I'm not where I want to be. Emotionally, I'm not where I want to be. Now imagine that mind in a real way that's not where it wants to be. You think it's playing small? You think it's showing up sometimes? I'm not where I want to be, Anthony. And then you show up sometimes? Sometimes? A mind that really wants it, you think it's showing up sometimes. A mind that really says, man, I got to reposition my life. You think that mind is looking for the next best escape? You think that's the mind that's having these meaningless conversations that has nothing to do with the foundation or the problems of the mind or where, what you need to address? Oh, wait a minute, I'm going too far now. Anthony, you're going too far. Learn to live a little. Life is not like that. Learn to live a little, Anthony. Why everything's so serious? Why everything's so deep? You don't have conversations outside of that? You don't want to talk about the new show or the new celebrity break? You heard about Johnny Depp? You heard about Johnny Depp? Oh, congrats, Johnny Depp. You heard about that? How about the NBA Finals? Steph Curry, come on. How about the new music that came out? Let's talk about that. As we drown in our sorrows, right? See, what people don't understand is I have the most fun. This is not something I need to prove to anybody, right? I love every moment of my life. And it's a real thing. Because I put myself in position to be that, to do that. I want to do this. I don't have to do this, right? And because I'm so interested in understanding myself, and during times of struggle and during the times where I didn't even know, when I was in this bubble myself, in the bubble of creating, or of living within my own limitations, living within my own fears, living within my own dead ends, not willing to make decisions, and so afraid and so soft. Mentally, physically, just very weak. In those times, I'm like, man, I really want to figure this out. There's nothing else. I really want to understand. There's nothing else. Now, for many people, they're looking for a balanced life when they're losing. Looking for a balanced life when they're not where they want to be. Looking for a balanced life when they're psychologically struggling. Looking for a balanced life where they're sluggish, lost. And how does that look? Because as long as you're out of balance, everything is out of balance. If you're not solid with yourself, there is no balanced life. So it looks ridiculous. It looks irresponsible. Because you're saying you're going through all these things. Why isn't it not the number one priority? Oh, you know, you got to live a little. You got to enjoy. You're only here for the moment. Every single moment of your life, there's stress in this bubble, scared to make decisions. And that's what we're balancing. We're balancing out the misery. That's what we want. We're looking for fun within the bubble. We're looking to have some sort of, hey, let me enjoy myself as I suffer 99% of the time. Moving with no urgency, no passion. Not wanting to understand any problems. And then this is the mind that says it's struggling. This is the mind that says, oh man, I'm going through so many things. but you got to live a little. This is the mind giving the advice. I get it. I understand. And for many people, they feel that it takes time. They feel that it takes, you know, a long period of time to get to a certain point. But if you look at what's happening in, from moment to moment, fam, there's a lot of time. People say, oh, it takes a year. It took me a year to get to this place. 2 years to get to this place. It took me 4 years of work on myself to get to a place. If you really study from moment to moment what's happening within that time, there's a lot of time being wasted. There's a lot of time just being thrown on something else. And matter of fact, let me say that again. There's a lot of your energy, a lot of attention being given to something else. And I get it. You built your entire life on top of a certain foundation. You put yourself in positions in life that, of course, you're going to have to balance yourself out. You got so many things. You got so many stuff you need to take care of. You got the friends, the family, you got the bills, you got the loved one, you got the kids, you got everything. You got everything. You got your favorite TV shows. You got all your priorities that you have. But I'm telling you, fam, when it comes to transformation, you got to be willing to let some things go. You know, even a juggler has its limits, right? When it's juggling, it can juggle two items, three items, maybe four, maybe five, maybe six, maybe seven, maybe eight, maybe nine. It can juggle all these things. But the moment it starts adding on 10, 11, 12 things to juggle up in the air, some things are going to fall. And you got to be willing to look at your priorities, your list of priorities, the things in your life, and you got to allow some things to fall. You got to allow some things to come to an end. Because is that thing that you're holding on to, certain priorities, certain stories, certain things you're holding on to, that is keeping you in the same position, in the same place. And we're wondering why nothing's changing. We're wondering why no moves are being made. We're wondering why we can't, you know, why we're struggling. Why? Because you're holding on to so many things. Sometimes you got to take 3 steps back to take 10 steps forward. And if you're stuck in this bubble, that's definitely something that you have to do. Because there's so much limitation here that even if you did the absolute best, even if you did exactly what it is that you need to do, you'll always reach a cap. There'll always be a cap because there's always a dead end that you place there. There's always a limitation that you place there. There's always a fear that's unaddressed. There's always a fear that lingers, that you ignore, that you haven't addressed. And it stays there. And now you're looking for the ways. You're looking for certain ways. It reminds me of this. It's like stuck in a maze. I visualize a maze. Someone's in a maze right now. And it's like, oh, no, you can't go through here. Or they go through here. They get in loops. They're in loops. It's like all these potholes and mountains. Again, all psychological. People place it there. It's like, no, I'm not willing to do that. Oh, no. I'm not going to do that. Question that? No. This has been with me for ages. I'm not going to question the thing that gives me the most psychological comfort because I've been doing this for ages, wondering why you're in the same place. I'm not going to question this belief system. Why would I do something like that? When you look at your position that you're in, this is why I always tell people, question what is being said. Challenge yourself. Observe this information with a fresh mind and ask yourself, man, how does this make sense? Am I in a bubble? See, when you're so afraid to question yourself, you're so afraid of transformation, you look for what's easy. You look for what's easy and you look for what you can manage, what you can handle. Okay, cool. I'm willing to make changes up to this point. I'm willing to do this here and there. Okay, I'm willing to take action up to a certain point. But the moment that it gets to the root or is leading to the root cause, that's where people cut it off. They don't want to see it. It gets uncomfortable. But you got to get uncomfortable psychologically, and you have to be willing to destroy this position you're in to break through the bubble. It's the only way. It's the only way. Now, who am I to tell you what it is, right? Now, when I work with my one-to-one clients, of course I can guide them through this direction and say, hey, here's where I can identify the problem. But for thousands of people, for hundreds of people who share this podcast every single day, I don't know what your situation is. But what I do know is there's something you hold on to that's holding you back. Whether it's an environment that you're in, your mentality, what you're unwilling to do, unwilling to take risk because you allow what may happen stop you from making anything happen. People allow what may happen to stop them from making anything happen. I may lose all of my money, so I'm not going to bet on myself. I may get out of this position, so I'm not going to bet on myself. I may lose a relationship or two, so I'm not going to cut everybody off or at least limit time with certain people. I don't want to do that because what if I'm lonely? What if I'm this? Okay, fine, don't. But when those conversations that you're having is part of the problem, what do we do? When you say you want change and the conversations you're having are part of the problem, what do we do? When you say you want change but the food you're eating is part of the problem, what do? You say you want change but you transfer you a jumper, you jump from this thing to that thing to this pocket, that pocket, all have conflicting information. One says, be disciplined, be focused. And the other one says, it's not about discipline, it's about passion, love, and truth. Now the mind's being psychologically pulled in multiple directions. It's like, no, you got, and then people are fighting with themselves, wishing that their way was the way. See, there's a lot of truths that many people hide. It's a lot of truths that many people don't admit to themselves. And it's happening on the day-to-day. The little triggers that people have. The little discouragement, the moments of discouragement that people have. There's truth in that. The doubt, there's truth in doubt. There is truth in how you feel. And it's not about judging it whether or not there's good or it's good or bad or negative or positive, which is what everybody's doing. Again, surface level stuff. It's about understanding it. And if you can understand it, you can say, ah, oh, because I think like this, because I do this, because I'm like this, I get this result. Now, how can you understand it if you're not interested in it? How can you understand it if you spend most of your time running away from it? How can you understand it if you're viewing it through the eyes of a conditioned mind, which means you're viewing it with resistance, wanting to hold on, right? We're all conditioned, right? We all have been conditioned. So we do first see things through the eyes of a conditioned mind. But it's bringing that awareness and saying, okay, why am I holding on to this way? Why do I want to hold on to this way of being? This is doing something for me, but what is it? And now not judging it. Some people don't even go through this process. They're looking for the 5 steps of how to do it. Instead of listening and observing and understanding, this process alone automatically brings clarity. Automatically puts you towards that direction. You're already headed towards that direction when you challenge yourself and ask these questions. But for most people, to break out of that bubble with all of its limitations it created itself, itself, the pit, like the potholes and the mountains and all these limitations. And the mountain represents the fear. The little potholes represents the decisions you're unwilling to make. The earthquakes, and I'm coming up with all these things that are just limitations. It represents how you view yourself, how you see the world. When you're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. How you react to respond, your work ethic. Everything about you has put you in the position you are currently in. So doesn't it make sense to question and change certain things? Change a perception of certain things? What if you look to solve the problem? What if you look to understand the problem first? What if you look to address your fears? What if you look to stay calm in every situation that you're in? When it gets difficult, breathe into it, right? Breathe into it. When it gets overwhelming, you breathe into it. You look for the solution. You don't look to stay within that feeling of being overwhelmed. You don't look for it to stay down or stay in this mood of sluggishness. You look to get out of it. You look for way, okay, can I listen to this music? Or can I jump into the cold shower? What can I do to change my perception and my perspective of this right now? And I'm not talking about in the form of running away from it. When it happens, I'm gonna run away. No, he's like, oh, I understand that the world is in my head. I understand that I'm living the results of my past moves. I understand that I'm going through so many things right now. And we gotta be in the mentality and have the right energy in order to push through it. But to make it a priority first. We gotta make it a priority first. If it's not a priority, then life is happening to you. And when life happens to you, you're psychologically pulled in many directions and you have no control and no responsibility. Someone else will take care of it. The universe takes care of it. The fucking my Aquarius star symbol sign and the crystal rock that's on my forehead will take care of it. The government, the people around me, these people will take care of it. Not me. It's not up to me, Anthony. I don't have control over everything. I can't control everything in life. Yes, you're right. You can't control everything in life, but you can control how you react and respond to it. And you're choosing to react and respond to things at all times. Every moment of your life, you're choosing to do what you're doing that has led you up to this point. Psychologically, physically, all areas of your life. Let's look at your money situation. Let's look at your emotional situation. Let's look at your everything about you. It all just makes sense. You've settled for something. Not that it's good or bad, right or wrong. You've settled for something. And because you've settled for something, psychologically, physically, emotionally, financially, you're getting the results that come with that. Because you're unwilling to address a fear, you're getting the results that come with that. Because you're unwilling to let something go, put something to an end, put something to the side for a few months, for a few seconds, you're getting the results that makes the most sense. It's not impossible to change. Your situation's not permanent. It's not forever. You just got to take responsibility. Love you, family. Thank you so much for listening in. If you found this episode valuable, it means so much to me. If you can share it with somebody you know, share it with somebody who needs to hear this, post it up on your social media, tag me up on it. I apologize for the quality. I don't have my podcast equipment. I'm out in Florida right now. I'm in Orlando doing some client work, visiting clients. So this is something that I still got to get done, right? The show must go on. So I appreciate you, family. Leave a review on the show if you haven't done so yet. Check out my awareness journal if you haven't done so yet. It's patreon.com/AnthonyManiah. Sign up to that, only $5 a month to get deep in my thoughts, on my day-to-day thoughts, to keep you aware, focused, clear, and get you to understand yourself and question yourself. I love you. I appreciate you. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.